Long before the Revolutionary War, this area was named Mulberry Fields by Native Americans. During the war, a wooden community building, the Mulberry Fields Meeting House, stood on or near the current museum site. Though built by Baptists, by this time it was just a community building. In 1778, when Wilkes County was formed by the state legislature, this village was designated for the courthouse. Until one was built after the war, the meeting house served the purpose. The county was much larger then, stretching north to Virginia and west all the way to the Great Smoky Mountains. Look at the picnic table nearest North Street between two trees. In the 1770s, a large black oak tree stood on that spot. In the fall of 1779, two Loyalists, or Tories, raided the home of a Patriot farmer and stole his horses. Patriot militia, or part-time soldiers, captured them and brought them to the Wilkes County Jail somewhere nearby. Horse theft was a hanging offense, but generally a trial was involved. Colonel Benjamin Cleveland of the Wilkes County Militia skipped that formality. He had the Tories hung from the tree here. Cleveland was captured in retaliation 2 years later, April of 1781. But he was rescued at the Wolf's Den near Boone, and three of his captors were brought back to this spot. Despite the apparent conflict of interest, Cleveland presided over their court-martial, presumably in the meeting house. Even though one of them, Loyalist Captain William Riddle, had not taken his life when he could have, Cleveland did not return the favor. They were condemned. Riddle attempted to appease the court by offering to buy a round of whiskey. Cleveland said it was a waste of time because the men would be hung after breakfast. So they were, from what now is called the Tory Oak, with Riddle's wife looking on. Making things worse for both of them, one of the others was probably their 15-year-old son, Moses. The tree lived until 1992, when it was destroyed by disease and winds. However, it was not the only tree in the area to get a name from that time. Colonel William Lenore wrote that once when he was on business here, as he returned to his horse, he spotted a man running away from it. Lenore chased and caught him. The man had stolen one of his stirrups. Lenore brought the thief, ironically named Shad Laws, back to the meeting house. Without bothering with a trial, Cleveland had the man put his thumbs in the forks of a tree branch and ordered Captain John Beverly to whip him 15 times. But Beverly did not stop at 15. Another captain tried to interfere, and when Beverly kept going, pulled his sword and hit him with it. Beverly then drew his sword, and others had to step in to stop a duel. The tree became known as Shadlaw's Oak, and still stood in 1914 when this story was first published. Visit the well-designed museum if you like, taking special note of exhibits on the Revolution and a research-based painting of a Native American village shown below. Then follow the walking instructions under Robert to the Rescue and click its audio clip.